It's 8 hours.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard a dynamic keynote speaker, a speaker that you couldn't ever forget? Would you like to be a keynote speaker someday yourself? On another topic, have you ever wanted to know about our military families serving our country overseas and here at home? Tell me, do you know any veterans yourself? Now, have you ever heard about the five F's of military deployment? Yeah. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to two guests who are success coaches extraordinaire with Successimo.com. They have provided us with informative and inspirational lessons. But before I introduce our first guest, I would love to invite you to call in. The number is 818-431-8506. 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you have for us during our interview. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my first guest. He is a powerful, impactful, and fun speaker who can also give a poetic and inspirational recap for your meeting conference. He calls it sharing the conference through his instant memories. That creativity makes him an ideal keynote session facilitator or master of listening, one who listens intently to delight your audience with the connecting points throughout your program. He is a former Wall Street Journal executive with an inspirational message for adults which resonates with young people. He loves helping bridge the gap in generational communication. His signature keynote speech, How to Be Ugly, reminds audiences to be unique, gifted, lovable you, en route to becoming better communicators, overshadowing negativity with creative focus on the positive. He is especially popular with seniors, who he calls seasoned citizens and kids, knowledgeable individuals destined for success. That's me. His message is a refreshing model for children who don't know what they have to lose and seniors who know they have nothing to lose, while supporting and refreshing those in the middle passage of life, building interpersonal communication skills towards their personal and professional growth. This success coach has spoken with domestic and international audiences, He is a member of Toastmasters International, TI, and its 1996 Hall of Fame, finishing as one of the top nine speakers in the world at the TI World Championships of Public Speaking. He works with people who want to help others feel good about themselves and their contribution to the bottom line. It's my pleasure to welcome back again to our show one of my very favorite people, Sporty King. How are you today, Sporty?
I'm excellent, January. Thank you so much. It's great to be back with you.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to have you. I always love you having you on the show, and I love hearing what you've been up to. And you have some really exciting things to report back to my listeners about your new career speaking to the military. Could you tell us how that came about?
Yes, it's called the Yellow Ribbon Program, and that program has actually been in place in the military since 2008, where weekend communication seminars are given to all the branches for soldiers who are deploying, their families who are interacting during deployment, and then when they come back. So I've been blessed and fortunate enough to be on subcontracted through the Department of Defense to be one of the speakers who goes out to these weekend seminars and ministers to our service members and heroes.
Okay. Now, are there other speakers that go with you? Is it like a seminar, or how does it work? Do you go to the military bases or hotels, or how does this all come about? It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, it depends on what phase they're in. The Yellow Ribbon Program, and there is a site so that people can get information, yellowribbon.org. And, yellowribbon.mil/military. And there are 37 of us speakers who are available. These seminars are actually going on every weekend in multiple parts of the country, all the way through to Hawaii and Puerto Rico. And they're independent meeting planners for each session. And they look on the Yellow Ribbon site. They look at the speakers. We call the cadre of speakers. They'll pick one of us or two, however many they want, and have us come out to their session. And there's no charge to the military for us coming out to speak with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, do you speak to wives, children, whole families, or just the troops?
It's a combination. There are three phases. The first phase is the pre-deployment, where they're getting ready to go, in which case it will be at a hotel. And likewise, post-deployment, when they come back, will be at a hotel. And that will be an event with the families, where they want the families to have a weekend away from home, headache and stress, and just be together. And in that case, we'll be mostly speaking to the spouses, and as well, and sometimes their parents, you know, where their kids are going off into the to service. It's not always married couples, and significant others and family. They have separate programming for the children, and we can also be scheduled to speak to the children apart from their parents that weekend as well, because they try to give them a separate program as well. And then the other program, and that's while the service members are deployed, we have sessions just for the loved ones, families and spouses, and those will be usually conducted on the military base to talk to them about the adjustments that they've made so far since their service member has been deployed, and then again, when it's time for their service member to come home, they get a debriefing about some of the things that they should expect.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful program. How fortunate for you to be able to do something you're so well suited for. I'm sure you go out there and you spread a lot of humor to your audience, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I keep them laughing. And that's part of it. It's showing them that, you know, life is always going to go on and how to stay positive. Because it's a very stressful situation when you think about, you know, how, I mean, we think that life is wonderful. We wake up every day and every moment could be our last. But here we're talking about people who sign up to potentially take their last breath. And I thought I was a patriot before I got onto this contract. But I have my my patriotism has gone through the roof. I have the utmost respect for our service members and especially for those silent heroes. Those are the family members, wives, husbands, children, and parents of our service members. It's just a great calling.
Now, do you work with service people, military that come back who have had injuries and who are at the VA hospitals? Does that ever get involved with it?
Well, no and yes. I put the no first because it's not a program geared towards any type of rehabilitation services.
Okay.
But because the seminars are for entire units when they come back. So
okay.
If somebody happens to have been injured, they would be attending as well. Then they kick off into their VA benefits because that's what also the weekend is about. They'll have plenty of vendor tables talking about the different benefits that our service members have earned, that not that they are asking for, that they have earned different,
right.
You know, schooling, health, dental. So they go around to all of those vendors and find out a little bit more about the different resources that are available to them. So that's where someone who may have some sort of physical as well as mental injury can look to get some help.
Yeah, I think a lot of the mental things, a lot of that doesn't really surface till the troops get back and try to settle back into what is a quote-unquote normal life. But for them, it'll never be normal again, will it?
No. In fact, one of the terms we use is the new normal.
The new normal. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. There's a new sense of normalcy. And, I tip my hat to them because that newness is based on their new sense of commitment to their life. It's a high calling to be in the service or to be a service member's family. And so that's a very high calling. And you've got to start looking at life and the world a lot differently when you get up that high.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people would be in a group that you would speak to usually? What do you usually have there?
We like to have it, at least the weekends, they like to have it at a minimum of 100. But it depends on how large the unit that was deployed or is being deployed is.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them in separate, like when they come back, it's 30 days after they come back, then 60 days, then 90 days. So they're having these sessions to check on them, like you mentioned, the emotional impact is, you know, after you're back for 30 days, you know, how's your mind doing? And then, okay, let's check again after 60 days. Okay, let's check again after 90 days. So
right.
Those numbers vary because they're not forced to come. They can, if the date doesn't work for them, they can come to an event on another day. So it varies, but with the definitely the low, to make it cost-effective for the government, you know, we're not wasting government money with this. It's, you know, at least 100, but as large, I've had groups as large as 400.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's so impressive. And, again, repeat, this is at no cost to the service people, is it?
Exactly, no cost to the service people.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear that that program exists. I didn't even know about it. You know, Sporty, I'm going to take a break and hear from our wonderful SuccessMo.com sponsor. And when we come back, I want to hear a little bit about your website and more about the 5 F's of military deployment. We'll be right back with Sporty King.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to SuccessMo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. SuccessMo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at SuccessMo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think, learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones sharing Successimo stories with one of my favorite people, Sporty King. Sporty, would you share with my listeners your website and the military website, and also tell us where my listeners can get your books and things that they can read that you've written?
Okay, well, yeah, my website is www.sportyking.com, and that's S-P-O-R-T-Y-K-I-N-G. And
okay.
And right now that's pretty much the only place you can get my books. That's it right now because I'm in the process of changing some things over.
Okay.
The military site is yellowribbon.mil, M-I-L-L.
M-I-L-L. Okay, I'm writing that down so I can go check it out after the show. Okay, Sporty, now let's talk, what do you talk about to the military families? You're the great acronym fellow. So the 5F, what do the 5Fs stand for?
First of all, that part of it is turning negatives into positive. And F has such a negative connotation, but I make them positive Fs, and that's focus, faith, fun, friends, and freedom.
Focus, faith,
fun,
friends, and
freedom. Freedom, right.
Wonderful.
And I think just the two most important I'll give you because I know we've got limited time, but that is focus and faith, where focus is F-O-C-U-S, finding ourselves creates unlimited success.
Okay.
Where I remind everybody, whether they're a service member or a service member of family, to focus on yourself and let other people come into focus. You've got to put yourself first, not in a negative way, but in a way of taking good care of yourself. Your health, your physical, your mental, and your spiritual health are so important that you take care of them so that you can help take care of anybody else who needs your help. So that's focus. Finding ourselves creates unlimited success.
Okay.
And then secondly, it's faith, feeling as if there's hope.
Oh.
F-A-I-T-H. Knowing that the only thing you cannot do is give up. So whether it's a religious faith or confidence, the one thing you cannot do is give up. Everything is possible if you just believe in yourself, which goes right back to focus, and then be willing to put in the time and the commitment to get where you need to get, which, of course, walks us into the wonder of this great organization we're a part of in terms of Successimo.
Yeah, briefly tell us a little bit, I want to hear more about fun, friends, and freedom, but tell us a little bit about your Successimo experience.
I'm going on a year now, and with maybe 9 of those months as a success coach, I was referred by a wonderful woman named January Jones. You may know her. And you have been a blessing in my life since, even before that. But I'm really enjoying Successimo. I laugh when I listen to the commercial because I think the commercial really explains it well. But the thing we have to add is people need to go to the site and really, you know, play around with it and see. And, and even though the commercial says it's too good to be true, I think they should change that to too good to not be true. Because
I like that.
I really do. I enjoy going to the to the site and looking at the articles. I've got 35 articles on there now.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, I did an exercise this morning with Charlie Emery, who you had on the show last week, and she does great coaching in terms of relationships. And the truth is, everything we do in life is about a relationship. So it's not, you know, we're not talking about in search of
right.
matchmaking type of site, but recognizing that everybody we interact with is a certain type of relationship. So, you know, those are among the topics that we get to cover. And mine, a lot I use my poetry, I use my mm-hmm. positive acronyms, and I've really enjoyed being a part of it.
Well, you know, with 35 articles, I'm just in my mind thinking about doing 35 shows with you. I don't know. We'll be doing this when we're 90 years old.
Oh, good. So we've got another 80 years to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I wish. I wish. Now, okay. That's our little plug for Successimo. That will make Joe and Dr. Bob really, really happy. Let's get back to the five Fs. I just love these acronyms. I could just do these all day with you. You know I'm addicted to them. What does fun mean?
Fun is friends understand needs.
Oh.
And it just reminds not only the service members, but, you know, by the way, I created this session from the parents of it was called How to Get an F in Leadership. So it's just easy to switch it to the specific audience, and that is how to get an F in military deployment. But
mm-hmm.
fun is friends understand needs, and it reminds everyone that you are not in this world alone, and you can't do it alone. So you have to make sure that you're having fun and interacting with people. Friends, fun, real, interesting, easy, new, and decent. And, of course, the S stands for self. And those are just some characteristics of friends, of
uh-huh.
friendship. And as you embody those characteristics, then you have the right to look for those. So once you understand who you are, then you can really understand who your friends are.
Okay, now
go do
the friends again, because you went through those so quickly, I didn't get to write them down. What does that stand for?
I'm trying to be the speed speaker. That F is Federal Express. But fun,
uh-huh.
real,
uh-huh.
real, interesting,
uh-huh.
easy,
okay.
new, decent,
oh, wonderful.
And self. And I'm glad you slowed down, because that F is the most important one. You should be your own friend.
Oh.
So many times we are not our own friend, and that becomes the root of most of the problems that we have in life. It goes back, it connects well, again, with your wonderful theme of stop whining.
Uh-huh.
If you are your friend, you won't whine.
Well, you know, that's a mantra that I've been preaching for years. I just can't stand whining. And I'm sure, you know, that's a big issue with military families, because if anyone had a pass for whining, I would probably be giving all of these families a free pass to whine about some things. But it's not a positive thing to do, is it?
Not at all. And as you said earlier, I'm glad that I helped them laugh through it and
uh-huh.
see that there is another side to it, and that they don't have to strap themselves into the wine chair and just, you know, take care of yourself and be glad about what you do. So it's a wonderful, yeah.
Okay, now let's do
free.
Freedom.
Free, and I just use free. I say freedom, but we just use free.
Free,
and
okay.
F is for facts, F-A-C-T-S.
Uh-huh.
The R is for risk, R-I-S-K. And then the E's are for excellence and empathy.
Okay.
And as you put all those together, you know, we need facts in this world. You know, you get paid for what you know, not what you think. So you
mm-hmm.
need to have the facts. The risk is because it's a sub-acronym, because the risk is R-I-S-K. Recognition is success's key.
Oh, wow.
When you decide to recognize who you are, you take a chance. Because there's going to be someone that's going to tell you that you are not that person and you are not that powerful. So
mm-hmm.
that's why recognition of success is key. Understand who you are take that chance on being who you are, and you'll be successful because you'll define your own success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then excellence, because when we strive for excellence, we always have success. There's no such thing as perfect, but we can strive for excellence. And empathy, again, I've become so much more of a patriot since I've become a part of this program. But we should all have empathy, not sympathy for one another, but empathy. Understand that each person is living their life and doing something that needs someone else to understand. So then, you know, that makes, just helps you reconnect to all the other S. You know, have fun with one another. Focus on who you are. Believe in who you are. And make sure that you get the right friends, because that we went past it, but that E in friends, easy, friendship should be easy. If anyone's making you work to be their friend, then that's not your friend. So be your own friend, and you'll get your F because you deserve an A.
Well, this is such a powerful message. I'm going to repeat the five Fs: focus, faith, fun, friends, and freedom. And these are the five Fs of military deployment. And you know, Sporty, I'm so glad that you emphasize that excellence doesn't mean perfection, because so many times people try to be perfect, and you know, you can't do that sometimes. You have to just accept things sometimes for what they are and try to just do the best you can. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the five Fs will be actually posted on a Success Demo site sometime late this week or early next week.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to spread the word, and I hope all of the people that are following me at Successimo will go and read these articles. Your message, as always, is so powerful and so exciting. Could we just talk briefly before we go to our commercial break a little bit about our association with a wonderful group called AATH, and let's do a little plug for them. I have a commercial for them after we're done talking, but why don't you share your thoughts about this fantastic group of people?
Sure, and it's an acronym that I didn't make up. the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, a wonderful group of crazy people who think they can save the world through the power of laughter.
Uh-huh.
And I was a keynote speaker with them in 2005, I think.
Mm-hmm.
2005, whichever. Just after one time attending the conference, I joined. because I love the energy at the conference. I love the mission of the organization, and I just think that this, it's wonderful. The gift of laughter is a wonderful thing, and we certainly share it at AATH.
Oh, that's the first time I met Sporty, and he was our keynote speaker, and he did the You Are Ugly keynote speech, and we were falling out of our chairs. It was just the most enjoyable keynote speech I've ever heard in my entire life, and I'm so glad that this organization brought us together. And Sporty, I hope that you'll come back and do all of your 35 interviews with me. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to hold you to it. Okay.
That's right. We're going to make it to 90.
Absolutely. And now we'll hear a little bit more about AATH.
AATH, the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. AATH is an international professional association dedicated to the study and practice and promotion of healthy humor and laughter. We are the home for humor and laughter professionals. In AATH, you'll find nurses, physicians, psychologists, social workers, caring clowns, researchers, therapists, clergy, educators, administrators, human resource personnel, as well as expert speakers and authors who have literally written a book on this emerging field of healthy therapeutic humor. Global is our outreach. AATH members currently represent 15 countries. Some of our members practice and provide healthy humor and laughter. Some teach it, while others are in search of it as they heal. Some of our members share healthy humor and laughter professionally with patients, clients, and colleagues. Some apply it in their personal lives, in their homes, and their communities. However, all AATH members are generally interested in learning more about the positive power of healthy humor and laughter. Above all, AATH is dedicated to separating fact from fiction. We promote what is known about the benefits of healthy humor and laughter, as opposed to what is too often perpetuated as myth. AATH is a leader in providing evidence-based information about current research and practical applications of humor and laughter in the world today. Be sure to check out our website, AATH.org. Visit the Association for Applied Therapeutic Humor.
Welcome back to Sharing Successimal Stories with January Jones and my next guest. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to write a nonfiction book? Would you like to learn more about how to self-publish your book? Can you ever imagine sabotaging your own writing success? Have you ever heard of a virtual book tour? Would you like to hear more about it now? Or better yet, do you want to learn how to work smart? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to the second half of our show today. Now I'd like to tell you a little more about our second guest today. Our guest is the founder of O'Neill Media Services for Author. It's a company dedicated to assisting authors through the writing, publishing, and marketing process via key offerings. She has been an executive literary publicist for several years and managed numerous book marketing campaigns for fiction and nonfiction authors. Recently, she expanded her practice by offering author services, especially for authors in different stages of the journey and those who need assistance with writing, publishing, and marketing. This guest describes herself as a change catalyst, hands-on doer, advocate, and storyteller. Clients who have worked with her also affirm her diligent and fearless manner, representing their interests in the utmost professional manner. She holds an MFA in creative writing from Sarah Lawrence College and lives in New Jersey with her husband, a retired New York investigator, and they have four sons. It is with great pleasure that I welcome back again to our show the fabulous Jackie O'Neill. Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
Hi, January. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. I'm doing just fine.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you back on the show. You were a recent guest on our show, and we got such fantastic ratings. You have so much wonderful information to share with our listeners who are interested in writing or in publishing and how to get into this very difficult business. You're also a success coach with successimo.com, and we're thrilled to have you posting learning activities at our website. I wanted to talk about some of the recent articles that you just posted. They're fantastic. The one article is How New Authors Sabotage Their Nonfiction Book Success. Could you share that, your thoughts on that with us?
Yes. So there are many ways that authors can get stuck and can actually avoid the success of their book. And I personally have met authors like this. They focus more on the fact that their book sales may be very low. And yet when you speak to them and ask them questions about what they're doing and how they're following their book marketing plan that they originally created, they really won't be able to reveal any activities that they've done. And it's important that they continue to be focused and realize that their book is really their core business. Okay. A lot of it has to do with the fact that they may not be following the activities that are on their book marketing plan, or they may not have written a book marketing plan.
Okay.
And so they eventually will see that their book is not moving or they're not getting the attention that they thought it anticipated it would get.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in the beginning they really hadn't done very much research
okay.
on the kind of audiences that would be receptive to their book. Because really book sales is about, it's really about the readers and
mm-hmm.
a book that will engage readers.
Okay.
And so very often if they're not keeping these things in mind, in a way they are being an actor in their own their activity of sabotaging their success, and they become, at some point they become they start to lack confidence, and
mm-hmm.
it has a lot to do with the fact that they haven't approached their book as a business,
okay.
and they're not really doing the things that need to be done to keep the book's profile high in the marketplace, because it is a very competitive business. The main problem can be that they may not understand what the key messages of their book are, and that's something that the author has to really have a very strong handle on. What is it that they want to teach their audiences, and what are their key messages? And they need to be able to articulate those messages and be able to share ideas that will engage the audience. And this is going to be especially important in when they do media interviews.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So only the author can be very close to the message of the book, and
right.
those messages have to be articulated early. Because really, as you know, January, that's what the media wants. They want authors that can be, that can feel confident about delivering their messages, that
mm-hmm.
know what their book is all about and who the audiences are that those messages need to reach.
Now, could you talk, Jackie, a little bit about giving some advice on how people should present their book and how you need to get professional advice and help with that sometimes?
How they need to present their book in terms of the physical book or the message
yes.
of the book?
Both.
The advice that I would give really about presenting a book, a physical book,
mm-hmm.
especially for authors that might be considering self-publishing,
mm-hmm.
is that they really need to spend a lot of time on elements such as the book cover and the interior design of the book. The book cover really needs to be professionally done, and in order to get that done, the author would need to work with a professional book designer. To be able, this is a person that can really visualize the essence of the book and
mm-hmm.
create a really stunning book cover that's going to capture the reader's attention. And
oh.
I'm sure that, you know, we have all seen really stunning book covers, and those that are mediocre. Very often, many authors are not concerned or don't understand the importance of a professionally designed book cover, but it is really tantamount to success, because that's the first thing that the potential reader will see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one suggestion that I have, to really research a good book designer. And if you're working with a company, make sure that they are going to deliver what they promise, especially
right.
in terms of a custom book cover design and so forth. And another element is, it's important for authors to have testimonials from
mm-hmm.
readers, perhaps
mm-hmm.
someone that has peer-reviewed the book early on, the early manuscript, and they're able to provide feedback so that readers can see that the author is getting that third-party credibility with a good endorsement.
Okay.
And it isn't a bad idea to stay current in the news. For example,
mm-hmm.
with my own book, my own book is a memoir which deals with some racial theories and prejudice and where I was born in Argentina. And
uh-huh.
I recently watched a BBC series on called Mixed Britannia, which is about the growing population of mixed race people in England. Mm-hmm. And it's estimated there are at least 1 million now and growing.
Oh,
and mm-hmm. since my book is the one of the themes of my book is tied to mixed race, I have thought of contacting the gentleman who, the commentator of that particular series, and sending him a copy of that book.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really need to stretch and try to reach the audiences that you know will be interested in the themes of your book, and
you know,
just make a list of the top 25.
Right. Talking about your book, Born in the Land of Tango, your book is a classic example of a brilliant book cover. So for any of our listeners who would like to see a sample of a wonderful book cover, Born in the Land of the Tango by Jackie O'Neill is a good good one to look at. Also, I always try to encourage authors to sometimes use their picture on the book cover if that can get if they can get it really touched up well. And that's something that I've done, which has made my book an actual calling card for my profession. But you have to, again, have it done professionally. Don't you agree, Jackie?
I absolutely agree, because not every author is going to be skilled in design, and there are so many technical issues that you need to worry about, and you don't really, if you, the learning curve, it takes time to learn those skills, and it's best to just leave it in the hands of the professionals that can really do an outstanding job, and then you'll have a product that you're proud of and a book cover that you're proud of that
mm-hmm.
will get attention.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to write a book, you really need to, it's going to be something that will be out there forever, so you really need to work hard at getting it right. Your next article was Investment in Professionally Self-Publishing Your Book. Could you briefly talk about what costs we're talking about to get someone up and going?
Well, you know, if an author decides to work with a print-on-demand publisher,
mm-hmm.
there, each print-on-demand publisher will present different and varying fees.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ways that I think authors will invest the most in would be in the add-on services, because very often the print-on-demand publishers will upsell many services such as marketing and publicity for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the author can expect to spend more.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there would be an alternative way where the author wouldn't necessarily have to purchase the marketing or the add-on services from
mm-hmm.
the POD publisher by researching and getting their own publishing team together and perhaps hiring a freelance publicist. It would cost quite a bit less.
Uh-huh.
But I think for add-on services such as custom book cover design and interior design for the interior pages and marketing and publicity and so forth,
mm-hmm.
I think it can go from upwards from $5,000 and up.
Okay. Okay. And that's a very wide range, and it just depends on what services you're interested in and how much you have to invest in it. Now, a lot of the people now are doing the PDFs and doing e-books. What are your thoughts on that, Jackie?
That's an excellent idea. Many authors are doing the e-books, and they're using services like, it's not CreateSpace, but it's a different, it's a company that will actually upload your PDF and convert it to an e-book.
Oh, really?
And yes, and I believe that that would be quite a bit less. I know one company that would do it for, I think, less than $300.
Oh, my gosh.
And to upload the PDF and convert it to an e-book.
Uh-huh.
And it's an excellent idea because you can get it into the hands of the readers more
mm-hmm.
quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the price points will be good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting. It's
mm-hmm.
exciting to the author to be able to get their work published fairly quickly, and
uh-huh.
and it's also very timely because so
yeah.
many people are doing this now. There's a company called Lightning Source, which is a printer, and they do digital printing as well.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
they would be able to convert a PDF to to an ebook, and it would be one way of doing it.
All right. That is such a good suggestion for people who are just starting out and maybe want to see what kind of a reception their written work gets and how they can do it. You know, we're going to take a commercial break right now. And when we come back, Jackie, I'd like you to share some information about your website and a little bit about your own successmo.com experience. We'll be right back with Jackie O'Neill.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their field with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones with Jackie O'Neill sharing her SuccessMO story. Jackie, could you tell us a little bit about your SuccessMO experience so far?
It's been a very educational experience. On SuccessMO, you get to connect with other success coaches, and they all provide what are called lessons, which you can either read or you can watch a video on a topic that's of interest to you. And every day you can get inspired and go up on the learning curve in terms of how to be more successful in life and how to be able to think in more positive ways about life and about your personal situation. It's really wonderful. And by looking and by reading and by watching videos, we earn points, which we can redeem for different things that are in the shopping mall. There's a very extensive shopping mall in SuccessMO. And so it's been wonderful. I'm very new. I haven't been with SuccessMO that long, so I'm learning. I'm still learning all the different elements that are on SuccessMO. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we're thrilled to have you. You are such a great resource for all of our members, subscribers, and for our listeners. Speaking of resource, also share your website information so people can go to your fantastic, wonderful website and check things out. Could you give us that information now?
Of course. My website is www.O'NeillAuthorServices.com, which is O'Neill is spelled O-N-E-A-L. It's O'Neill, mediaauthorservices.com.
Okay, and I highly recommend Jackie's website, and I recommend Jackie. If you have any questions or anything that you need to find out about this interesting world of self-publishing, it's kind of a new world, isn't it? Because I can remember a few years back when no one would even think of self-publishing a book.
Exactly. I think it's really grown in the last 15 years. 15 years ago, we didn't have the opportunities we have today with self-publishing. And I believe that it's helped authors to become more independent.
It sure has changed the whole industry. It's been a remarkable, very quick transition. Another interesting thing I'd like, you wrote an article about virtual book tours. Now, this is a whole totally new concept for authors, isn't it?
In many ways, it is. I've run into a lot of authors that have never done a virtual book tour or heard of one, but it is really a very creative way to market a book. It's actually an alternative to doing a brick-and-mortar author tour, where the author travels to different bookstores in different cities for a period of time to do book signings. Of course, the virtual book tour is much more cost-effective because you never leave home, and you can stay at home, and you simply make stops on the internet, whether it might be on a blog or on an internet radio show, or it might be on an online book review site and so forth, where your book will be featured on a given day over a period of time, generally about a month.
Okay. Now, if someone were interested in doing that, would they be able to contact you and to get some help and direction on how to go about doing a virtual book tour?
Oh, absolutely. They can contact me through my website on O'NeillMediaAuthorServices.com, and I have all the information on there about virtual book tours and the packages that I offer and how they can contact me if they have a question, if they want to begin setting it up. It does take a great deal of planning, and I usually start planning it 30 to 90 days in advance because we need to get the right audiences for the book that are online, and it takes a bit of research.
Oh, I can imagine. Isn't this a wonderful world we live in?
It is. As you said, it's very fast moving, and we have so many exciting alternatives to activities like book signings. People really don't need to spend time on or money on travel anymore to promote a book. They can still do it as an adjunct to what we can do online, but it's just good to know that that we can still promote a book without having to get on an airplane and go on a very lengthy press junket.
Yeah, and, you know, having done that, it's exhausting, it's expensive, and sometimes it's not even really that worthwhile because I know I've gone to bookstores and they haven't done enough promotion before I've gotten there. And it's very disheartening to get there and find out that you have a small audience. And, you know, it's quite expensive to do that type of thing. So the virtual book tour sounds to me like it's the answer to the prayers of any author who is just starting out in the business. I haven't done one, but boy, I sure think if I do one, I'm going to give you a call, Jackie.
Oh, I'd love to handle your virtual book tour. It's very exciting, and it makes the author proactive because what they're going to be doing is they're going to be blogging about all the new connections that they're making.
Okay.
And by doing that, they're going to be drawing more traffic to their website. And the other advantage is that the links that are generated from the book reviews online, the radio interviews, and so forth, are eternal. They will be the author can use it on their media kit forever, and they can access as long as the link is live, of course. But generally, they stay live.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic. What an amazing world we live in. I just marvel at it. And if you are interested in writing and doing something literary, now is the time to do it because it's never been easier or more accessible for writers with people like Jackie O'Neill available to help you and encourage you? Jackie, let's just close our interview with just a quick thought on how to work smart with a publishing service company. Can you just give me one or two quick tips?
Yes. Very often the print-on-demand publisher, or what's also called a publishing services company, mm-hmm. in the past it used to be called a vanity press, it's really to really get a handle on the contract terms and decide if you can live with them. Because
okay.
there are certain terms that are not set in stone, and perhaps you can negotiate. For example, the author, if you're making the investment to pay for the production of your book, then the author should have the right to retain all the intellectual property rights, and they should also be able to keep all the profits, not just the royalties, because the author has really made the investment to have the
right.
book produced by the company.
That's also, wonderful. You know,
yes.
That's wonderful, and I'm going to have you back because I would like to do a whole show talking about retaining rights.
Yes,
I think,
we should also invite a lawyer on that show.
Oh, yes, we will plan on doing that. You know, we've run out of time, and I want to thank Jackie O'Neill, and I hope to have you back on the show again soon, Jackie. And thank you for doing today's show, and also a big shout-out to my wonderful guest, Sporty King. It was wonderful having you both with me today. Now I'd like my listeners to tune in every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in March. My show will be on at 12 noon. And tomorrow my guest will be Leslie Reichardt, and she is the cleaning coach, and her book, The Joy of Green Cleaning, is fabulous. Also returning will be Daniel Blanchard, and he wrote Feeling Lucky, and he has some wonderful inspirational messages for all of us. I'm looking forward to presenting both these wonderful guests. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. All my shows are at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time live, and be sure to catch all of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com. 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you're interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com. That's SUCCESSIMO. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations whatsoever. It's absolutely free. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. This is just a brilliant concept. So for now, I want you to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.